On Thursdays, we read from your letters, and we begin with a correction.
Yesterday, some of you heard news analyst Daniel Schorr call Senator Ted Stevens the chairman of the Appropriations Committee. He is a Republican, and therefore the former chairman.
Youthful innocence was a prominent theme in your letters this week. For instance, there was outrage about one feature, high school students talking about the first time they realized a certain fact about a certain seasonal gift bearer. He wears red, initials SC.
You hear where this is headed. Anyway, we warned of the nature of our story, but some felt the subject should never have been broached.
My very evil friends, writes listener Victor Tennyson, I was in our basement changing laundry when that story aired, within earshot of my 3- and 5-year-old sons. Reality comes soon enough for kids. Why would you even think to air a segment that interferes with the potential magic they can still experience?
Then there was our coverage of the Mitchell Report on the problem of doping in Major League Baseball. We heard reaction from youth baseball players in Arizona.
Maybe they forgot that they just play baseball because they love it and they started playing it for the money.
I feel like it's kind of like an insult to the game because it's like cheating. It's not really fair. Yeah, I think of them as like cheaters.
The national pastime is in great hands, wrote Terry Moses of St. Louis, not those of the major league owners or players, and not in the hands of the inept commissioner. Those kids will keep baseball going.
Molly Blake of Yuma, Arizona added, the players earning millions should trade a few of those dollars for some of the young boys' sense and integrity. It's worth more than money.
As the energy bill made its way into law this week, we reported on the provision phasing out the old incandescent light bulb. Compact fluorescent bulbs are one available replacement, and Leslie Bruner Bradford of Chandler, Arizona, was one of many who thought a footnote was needed.
She writes, you neglect to mention that compact fluorescent bulbs contain mercury, and if broken, constitute a health hazard. I'm not putting glass bulbs with mercury in my house with 2 small children. You might consider a story about how to clean up the hazardous material if they get broken, since it's never mentioned in articles touting their benefits.
Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding. Oh, bring us some figgy pudding and bring it out here.
Finally this week, baker Dory Greenspan and I learned what the heck that song means by whipping up some real figgy pudding.
These are very happy figs and raisins.
With the smell of alcohol, we're going to be happy in a second, too. Ooh, I'm going to let you stir for a minute and take a walk.
Wonderful, exclaimed John Sheehan of Hendersonville, North Carolina. My aunt, Bess Locke, used to make mince pies and plum pudding for all the family. It was more than a treat, it was a tradition. Your program had a huge infusion of nostalgia for me.
If something on our show stirs you, please write to us. Just go to npr.org and click on Contact Us.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.